To begin with, Emily, what has the response been from USF administration as well as from your fellow students?
Last Thursday, I met with the chief of police, the grand council, the vice provost of students, and the assistant dean of students. And, you know, they were all very respectful of our protest, of our First Amendment rights. And that's kind of where we made sure that we were being responsible about this protest. As far as responses from campus, we've had some signs ripped down. We've had more signs ripped down than have stayed up. But most of our backlash has actually come from Facebook.
Yeah, I happen to be seeing some of the commentary on Facebook. And one of the things that, you know, unfortunately, we're still at the point where a woman leading the effort is looked at as unusual.
I love that because a gentleman commented on the thread saying, I thought it was so funny that the majority of supporters were female. The majority of opponents were males. But I really don't even look at it as women leading the effort. I just look at it as people who believe in our constitutional rights. And it just makes me so happy to see people, male or female, Republican or Democrat, supporting the effort.
Yeah, we really feel like this is more of a woman's issue than it is a men's issue. And with the number of rapes that we've had reported on campus recently, and with the kind of epidemic with school shootings that we've been seeing, we feel it's especially important for women to be able to defend themselves. And that's why we're looking to get the conversation started, especially with Tallahassee. We've got a petition that's going to be getting signed on Wednesday at our Bulls Market event. And we've got a contact in Tallahassee that we're going to be sending that petition to so that hopefully they can present it to the House floor as a way of saying, hey, these are some students that feel like we should reopen this debate. And that's what this is kind of all about.
Well, now let me play devil's advocate on two points
Sure. There that Absolutely. You
brought up. One is you just said the idea that it's Republican and Democrat standing up for this, but then the table is the college Republicans. I'm assuming that that's kind of organizing this event.
Right. We are collaborating with some other groups on campus that aren't Republican groups. We just do not have a Students for Concealed Carry group to go through. I would have loved to be able to go through a Students for Concealed Carry so that, you know, maybe we don't deter some people who aren't Republicans who just hear, oh, the college Republicans are doing this. I don't really care.
And second, you have SAFE team, you have campus police. Not enough?
No.
Why not?
This gets me all the time. I don't carry a blue light in my pocket. And the matter of minutes, say it's 2 minutes, say it's 3 minutes, say it's 12 minutes, that's minutes going by that you are defenseless. Like, I carry mace on my keys, but if someone comes up behind me and I'm surprise attacked, I'm going to wish that I had a gun on my belt. I'm going to wish that I had my concealed carry purse with me. People who have the intention of hurting someone or harassing someone or doing anything aren't going to do it next to a blue light. They aren't going to do it next to the police station during office hours. Every semester I've been here, I've taken night classes, and I can't tell you how creepy it is walking on campus in the dark to your car by yourself, knowing you're in this area. I mean, I don't know if anybody walks around this area outside of campus. It's not the safest area. And I do not like the idea of being defenseless.
Yeah, I think we're getting off a topic with that question, too. It's a valid question because we do have the campus security and there's Tampa police and whatnot that can respond as well. But the idea is more deterrence versus, oh, I know if somebody grabs me from behind that I have a concealed firearm. Predators are much less likely to prey on victims if they think one of them or some of them might be concealing a firearm.
If a student happens to wear a holster into a class.
Right.
And it makes another student uncomfortable, it makes the teacher uncomfortable.
They're going to have to deal with it. Because the campus police have issued a report to students and teachers, and all faculty and staff, saying, call 911 if you see someone with a gun in a holster. There's no need to call 911 if you feel uncomfortable because someone is wearing a piece of cloth on their hip. There's nothing in the holster. The only thing that's going to be in a holster is literature. And you can't send someone out of class because they make you feel uncomfortable.
This seems like a almost uncomfortable way to start the conversation. At least I would get the impression from someone who doesn't want firearms on campus that suddenly this holster, and agreeably it is a piece of cloth, but the holster is right in your face and
well, let me ask you, would we be on your radio show right now if we weren't doing this? Probably not. It's the fact that we're making a big splash and we're getting this attention that the conversation's been started. It's not about the piece of cloth. It's about the idea and it's about what it represents. It's a symbol, really, of what the whole debate is about. It's supposed to be a little abrasive because abrasiveness is what starts the debate. And it's common practice for people that are looking to start a debate is to do a little bit in-your-face type of a thing.